Art Drysdale vignette. This one is Forsythia and Spirea pruning. 3, 2, 1. Do you have Forsythia or Spirea shrubs? If so, now is the time to prune them. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Points on pruning after this. 3, 2, 1. The early spring flowering shrubs are finished their blooming, and right now is the ideal time to prune them. Let's start with the Forsythia, or Golden Bell, the earliest yellow-flowered shrub that is the real harbinger of spring. This shrub produces its flowers for the following spring on new branches that it produces throughout the summer. If your shrub is old, it's time to thin out all of the older, dark-colored branches right to the base. Cut out 2/3 of all the branches, leaving only the youngest and thinnest ones. It's important that you make your cuts as close to the base of the shrub as possible. Do not just shorten back the branches, rather remove all the older ones entirely. When you've completed the task, the Forsythia should look like less than half its former self, that is, a scant few young branches, but it'll soon have much new growth right from the base. Generally, the thinner the pruned shrub looks, the better its performance next spring. The most common error made by most gardeners in pruning shrubs such as Forsythia, Spirea, and Weigela is to shorten all the branches, often rounding the plants so that they lose their beautiful natural shape. They respond by putting out 2 new growths from each branch that has been shortened. The way to do it is to cut the oldest branches right at the base. To do this, you'll need a good pair of pruners and a sharp saw. An application of plant food, a soluble one, is also advised as soon as the task is done. I'm Art Drysdale.